Not my dog. Fenton never asked for a dog, so how come one is running circles around him? By Patrick Jennings. You need a dog, Fenton, Dad said. I was at my desk, building a toothpick model of the human skeleton. No thanks, Dad, I replied. I don't really want to have a dog. But it was nice of you to think of me. He can be so considerate. He shook his head. No, you need a dog. It'll be good for you. It'll get you outside more. But what about my work? I asked. We studied the many projects on my desk. My favorites were my pyramid made of sugar cubes and my tower of paper clips. I didn't like thinking about what a slobbery dog would do to them. You know Brad at the office, Dad said. His golden retriever had pups, and I bought one of them. My heart stopped. I grabbed my chest. We pick him up in 2 weeks, he said. Then he left the room. But I don't want a dog, please, I said to no one. The dog arrives. During the next 2 weeks, I worked on my projects to make them stronger. I didn't want the dog to ruin them. I could have hidden them in my closet, but what's the point of doing projects if you can't show them off? I even created a new one. It was a wax model of explorers Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark were my latest interest. They explored the western United States and had many adventures. I was proud of this project. I wasn't going to let the new animal keep me from my work. I'm also an amateur magician, so I worked on a new trick. I'd make a dog disappear. We arrived at Brad's to get the dog. The most slobbery pup of the group chomped onto my watch and wouldn't let go. Not even when I stood up and raised my arm. He just hung there. It was scary. I hope this isn't our dog, I said. That's him, Brad said. On the ride home, the pup chewed the watch off my wrist. Then he ate it. He played tug of war with my pant leg and won. He drooled a gallon of slobber, much of it on me. A rough start. As soon as we got home, Dad put the leash on the dog. You can take him for a walk, he said. When I opened the door, the dog ran from the car, dragging me behind him. Whoa, I yelled as I skidded across the grass. Stop! He did not stop. He was having the time of his life. Me? Not so much. At last he stopped, because he'd sniffed out some poop under a bush. He ate it up. Gross! Then, as I stood there, frozen with disgust, he ran off. The leash flew out of my hand. Hey! I yelled as I ran after him. I called out as many commands as I could think of. Stop! Come! Heel! Sit! Play dead! Roll over! He was exploring, much like Lewis and Clark did. I decided to call him Meriwether, after Meriwether Lewis. It seemed like a good, strong explorer name. He ran full speed ahead, then full speed left, then full speed right, then full speed left again. He had no sense of direction. He crisscrossed the lawns of our neighbors. He didn't seem to understand what sidewalks were for, or what streets were for. He sat down on the road in the path of a moving truck. The truck driver slammed on his brakes and honked his horn. Hey, kid, he yelled out his window, control your dog. That's not my dog, I said. I hadn't asked for the dog. I didn't want the dog. Why should I take the blame for his bad behavior? Good dog. Get out of the way, you dumb dog, the driver yelled. But the dumb dog stayed where he was. I crouched down. Come out of the street, will you, Meriwether? He wagged his tail. I think he liked his new name. That's right. Come on. Come, Meriwether. He jumped up and raced toward me. I thought you said it wasn't your dog, the truck driver yelled. Oof, I said as Meriwether knocked me flat. He slobbered all over my face. At first, all I could think of was the poop I'd seen him eat. But then his enthusiasm began to win me over. Clearly, the dog loved me. I figured I should reward him for listening to me, so I patted his shoulder. I rubbed his neck. His tail wagged like a windshield wiper in a downpour. Wow, he was easy to please. I was starting to have fun, too, when suddenly his tail stopped wagging. He started to growl. A white cat had appeared out of nowhere. Meriwether shot after it, leaving me flat on my back. He chased the cat into a bush. "Hey," I said, sitting up. "You can't play with my feelings like that. Come back here right now. Come, Meriwether." He poked his head out of the bush. He ran toward me, tackled me, and slobbered all over my face. I rubbed his chest and belly. He panted and kicked his back legs happily. I said things I'd often heard dog people say. "That's a good boy. Aren't you a good boy?" "Yes, you are. You are a good boy." "Having fun?" a voice said. It was Dad, standing over me grinning. "Yes," I said, laughing. "Maybe I did need a dog." Meriwether's new home. After our walk, I showed Meriwether my room. I moved the sugar cube pyramid to a higher shelf. I knew that sugar would not be good for a dog. I put on a magic show for him. But I decided I would not perform the disappearing doggy trick. I didn't want Meriwether to vanish. How could I? He was my dog.